Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're in the Aquarium of the Pacific for the Scuba Show Saturday Night Party. And as promised, I have roped in my, it's just an honor to have her. Zale Perry, who was Lloyd Bridges' co-star in the Sea Hunt series, is with us right now once again. Zale, how are you?
I'm great. Hi, Greg. Hi. I'm well and having a good time.
Yeah, well, you're looking great, and I know you're excited about tonight's festivity, celebrating 60 years of Sea Hunt.
That's right.
And, you know, they're giving a big award to Lloyd and just the whole effort, you know, because you and the gang on that show inspired so many divers, like Marty Schneiderman was talking about in Hour 1, and God knows how many thousands of other people that have, you know, gone on to make their own path in the dive industry. But here you are. You're at almost every dive show. That's how I know you, you know, and she's nice enough still to tolerate my nonsense over the years, and it's great to see you.
Well, most of the people we are seeing here have made a career out of Sea Hunt.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, they watched it since they were 7 or 8 years old, ran home from school, did their homework, and couldn't wait to watch the next episode.
So do you have, like, every Sea Hunt episode memorized and all that kind of stuff, or does everyone come up to you, remember that time, Zale, you did this, and you know, I don't remember that, or how is it for you?
No, it's all in a big package, and I don't remember.
You don't remember much, huh?
No. Well, yes, I do remember some damsel in distress positions.
Yes, but you were the one who actually taught Lloyd Bridges how to dive and survive,
yes,
underwater, right?
And he was very interested in doing things that were absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
How am I doing this? Am I doing it okay? Very professional,
yeah.
Very sweet person.
So you had a good time working with him in those
yeah.
days.
And always a gentleman. Super, super guy. And not only that, his family is part of this whole program, too. We have Lucinda Bridges with us this evening.
Right.
And she's going to receive the award for her daddy.
That is so nice. So you are going to be up there with her, and you guys are going to accept the award on Lloyd's behalf and all that kind of stuff. So she's helping to continue the legacy and possibly turning on a whole new generation to the Sea Hunt stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think we're in about the fourth or fifth generation of Sea Hunt, because it's a 60-year anniversary, and you can imagine how many people have gathered.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know, is it still showing on, like, Nick at Night or something like that? It's probably still out there on cable or Netflix or something.
Well, not
maybe.
Only that, you can purchase it. The DVDs can be purchased.
Yeah, I know they're giving away a whole catalog of it tonight, autographed, I believe, from some of the folks.
Exciting.
And I heard some things from Lloyd. They got some really cool prizes.
Going to win a wonderful package because Bo Bridges, Jeff Bridges,
right.
and Lucinda and I have signed the covers.
That is so cool. What do you remember most from that show yourself, there, Zale, other than being the damsel in distress? Is there you know, something that stands out, you know, as far as back in the day from doing those TV shows?
You know, Greg, we have never thought that it would make the impact that it has today. We were just going to work and just having a good time. And
collecting a paycheck, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. No. Yep. Not only that, but it was very interesting to know what the next script was going to be like, because we have no idea what these writers were not divers.
Yeah.
And they were writing westerns, and that's just about exactly what Seahood was all about.
So they'd write a script, and then you go back to them, it's like, hey, wait a minute, divers can't do this, or you can't. You tell them what to how to fix it.
Yep, we did. We certainly did. And not only that, but every time we did get a script, it was interesting for us how we were going to operate and make it right.
Right.
You have to realize that this was an underwater Western, and everybody loves the guy who is the hero who catches the bad guys. And that was Mike Nelson, the character.
Yeah. Did you ever feel like you wanted to flip it? Like, now, it'd be like the woman would be saving the guy. You know what I'm saying? Back in there, it was very structured. It was always the guy got all the credit. You ever look back and go, gosh, I taught him everything he knows. I should have been the one to save him.
Never, but you've just put an idea in your own mind. You could be the producer of the next
You know what? You never know. Maybe someone else listening that has much better clue than I do that could take that idea and run with it.
We worked 6 days a week, rain or shine, 7 in the morning till 7 at night. We had off on Sundays, and one of our safety men living there also was part of the Everglades ski show, you know, with the ski boat and the pyramid of the skiers.
Water skiers, Cypress Gardens, right? Is that what it was?
No, Everglades.
The Everglades, what it was, Everglades back in the day. Okay,
anyway,
over in that Silver Spring.
Oh, I loved it. Sunday was fun. Yeah,
I bet. You know, it's just an amazing thing, and I can tell. I mean, you're still beaming. You just have that glow about you.
I know, I'm still bubbling over.
You still love
it. All the people I see is either here or anywhere. They all want to tell me their story of how old they were, you know, when they went in to the living room to watch. Now you have to realize Seahunt came in time, just about the same time a television set was in your neighborhood. Everything was analog. Oh, you had about 5 stations, free.
Right.
Free.
Black and white stuff.
And it was. It couldn't have been in color. It was very expensive, Technicolor. We had to wait for Disney to put it out.
Wow. That is just so cool.
There were other wonderful programs. There was Uncle Milty in the Texaco Hour.
Yeah.
And you remember I Love Lucy?
Sure.
But the one program that got the best coverage was Sealant. We had something like 15 million people.
You're beating all those shows.
You
guys had the highest rating. People that aren't that familiar with that time frame because they're too young. These young whippersnappers, they don't realize how big a deal Seahunt was back in the day, right?
Yes, absolutely. Now, this evening we have all these people, and many of them are older with families and so forth, but they still remember when they were a little kid going home and watching black and white television, watching Seahunt. And the episodes were exciting. They were alluring. They were educational. They were just
what TV was supposed to be, and now it's turned into all this like Bachelor nonsense or something.
The same as the Greg.
They got to go back to the good old days, I think, in that regard. We need more diving related stuff on TV for sure. That'd be way more entertaining to watch, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Well, you live out here, don't you? You live out here in California?
Not anymore. No.
I was going to say, you talk to some of your Hollywood friends because you're hobnobbing with all that current.
I live in Oregon.
Oh, really? Okay.
I moved 18 years ago, but you keep seeing me at the shows.
That's right. I just assumed you were out here all the time. I see Zale at the, you know, the scuba show, or when I was in Catalina last year, we were talking to the guy at the you know, the exhibit there with all the cool old dive gear, and he's good friends with you.
That museum over there in Catalina is a beautiful sight of old diving gear.
Yeah. He had some of the stuff from Seahunt, and some of it's on display here at the Scuba Show
too.
What's that?
From the Navy also.
Right. All over the world, he really has put together a cool exhibit there in Avalon, there at the casino.
Beautifully displayed. I saw him just a few weeks ago.
Yeah. How much stuff do you have from the Seahunt days? Do you have some personal things?
I gave it to my partner of that I was writing. I'm losing my voice.
That's okay, yes. And then she has to get up in front of the crowd, and I'm going to screw her up.
I gave it away to someone who was going to put together a museum.
Nice.
And 2 years after that, he passed away, so I don't know what happened.
So, it's out there, but someone it'll turn up someplace. Sure,
probably turn up someplace.
Yes. Well, Zale, always a pleasure. I will let you get back to what you got to do tonight and accept your award and congratulations.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Thanks so much.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure it is, Zale Perry. And see that's just you never know who you're going to run into here at the Scuba Show, but at the Saturday night party, it's a who's who. And when you're doing the 60-year anniversary of it's the guy right here. We're looking at the guy who runs the museum there in Avalon. See, I told you. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at naui.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I didn't know this about you, Summer, that you are in your time off. You're a scuba diver.
Yeah, since I'm 10.
Since you're 10, but like you...
And I'm 50.
No.
I was diving before you were born.
And
this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Okay, it's a day later after hanging out with Zale Perry and celebrating 60 years of Sea Hunt at the party Saturday night. I'm moving a little slower, but I'm back on the show floor at the Scuba Show in Long Beach. And I've stopped off at the Scuba Pro booth. And joining me, by the way, at the show this weekend has been Mermaid Faith. Now, we haven't had her on the air in a while, but we've had her song. She's a rapper, she's a diver, she's a mermaid, and she speaks literally 10 different languages and originates from China. But she lives out here on the left coast now. How you doing there, Mermaid Faith?
Couldn't be better.
Yeah, you're feeling pretty good right now,
yes.
Aren't you?
Yes, yes.
And, you know, and she's been a mermaid in the morning, posing for pictures as people were going into the show with us as we were doing our little song and dance routine with Scuba Radio to warm up the crowd. But we got on the show floor. Renee from Scuba Pro texted me and said, hey, bring over your Mermaid Faith over. I have something for her. And what'd he hook you up with?
I got the brand new fins and in my favorite color.
In your favorite color?
Yes.
What color is that exactly, Renee?
We're calling that turquoise.
Turquoise. We'll go with that. Yes. And yes, it highlights your cheekbones, I think. Is that a compliment or no?
Wait. I can't hear you. I'm too excited right now.
Okay. Well, fair enough. That's right. She got some free fins. So, you know, that makes mermaids very, very happy. So what are these kind of fins?
That's the Nova fin. They're very popular. They're now into their fourth generation, and they're excellent. She's going to love them.
Yeah, and it is kind of a unique color, this turquoise.
Absolutely.
So I'm thinking the ladies are digging that. This would be a lady color?
Absolutely.
Or, well, you're not going to
Don't even think about it. You don't want this color. This will not look good on you.
This won't highlight my cheekbones, is what he's saying.
My fins.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't think my feet would fit in those fins. They're a little smaller. But you're a happy camper right now, so you can take those diving out here in California or wherever you go, right?
Yes, I can't wait to try them out.
Yeah. So where are you going to go next, diving-wise? Where do you think, Faith?
I'm thinking about Fiji.
Fiji.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we're
going to
check in with our buddy Nick from Voli Voli. They gave away a big prize last night at the party. And they're here exhibiting at the show. We're going to check in with them in just a bit. Maybe we can get Mermaid Faith over there in our new fins to Fiji. We'll see what happens. But, Renee, it's good to see you again. We were hanging on a boat a few weeks ago.
Yeah, lots of fun. Lots of fun, as always.
Yeah, what do you think about this scuba show, though?
Excellent. The attendance is very, very good. It's very well organized, and everybody's having a good time.
Yes, and I think you already have another trip booked with Explore Adventures. Is that right?
That's correct. In about a month, we have a exclusive Scuba Pro charter, and we're going to mix up training. We'll clinic, and we'll dive, and so forth and so on.
So it's going to be like a scuba cruise for Scuba Pro dealer folks and stuff. I'm not even invited on this one.
No. Forbidden.
I've been banned.
You've been banned.
But it's all good. But yeah, you know, I mean, what have you been doing since our trip into Save the St. Kitts? Have you been doing any diving or what?
No, I took off and did some training at a couple of different dealers, but we're going to be back on that boat.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You got that to look forward to. That's pretty nice. Yeah, you want to do one of those live aboard trips, right, Faye?
Yes. The Socorro with Scuba Pro, the new boat with Peter Hughes.
Oh, you want to do one of those? Yeah. You guys are doing that too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I saw Peter last night at the bar. We were hanging out and catching up. And yeah, he has a new vessel out there in the Socorro Islands, not far from here. I guess they go out of San Diego or something. Have you done that trip?
I've not. They're going to do the inaugural trip is the one that she's
speaking. Is that what's going on?
Right.
Okay, with the new boat and everything. Well, that's pretty sweet. Yeah, so what are you guys showcasing here at the Scuba Show as far as Scuba Pro is concerned?
A couple of different new colors. We have this army green over here. This is a big hit. We have the turquoise that we've already talked about.
Right.
And on the lady suits, we have like a blue camo, and it's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, it is. You know, these are kind of unique colors you don't typically see in scuba gear as opposed to the traditional black.
We have a UPF line. This is all sorts of garments in his and hers. Sleeveless, long sleeve, short sleeve. There's pants, there's shorts, there's board shorts.
It's all color coordinated, so she can get her turquoise fins. You gave her some turquoise fins, so she could have to buy a full new wetsuit.
Exactly.
With color coordinated.
You'll have to buy
the whole
other things to complement.
Exactly. That's the case. Yeah.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. Now that color scheme, is that a new color scheme for Scuba Pro?
New. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, everybody is reacting to it well here at the show, I take it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So where will we see Scuba Pro next? I guess it'll be DEMA in Vegas, right? Will there be anything
Correct.
Between now and then as far as dive show related
stuff? There are some regional demo days and that sort of a thing, plenty of those. And then, of course, yes, DEMA Vegas.
Yeah. And what about diving for you when you're out here on the West Coast? Because you're a Florida boy like me. Are you ever tempted to go out here and dive like
sure.
Catalina
yeah. you know,
and stuff
I
like that?
I started with Scuba Pro, and we were based here near Long Beach. So I did lots of diving in San Clemente, Catalina, all of those places. Lots of fun.
Yeah. What about you, Faith? Have you been out here? You haven't dove Catalina yet, have you? Or have you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so have you knocked off all these cold water dive sites, all the kelp and all that kind of stuff?
Not yet.
Just Catalina.
Catalina and then off the coast. But, yeah, I heard so much about the Channel Islands.
Channel Islands, yeah, okay. And then does it help when you're speaking? Someone just stole my coffee. She just stole my coffee, Renee.
I'll go get it.
That's okay. No, that's okay. You can keep it. I was like, I'd set it down to the side, and this lady comes over. She stole my coffee, Faye. That's okay. You can have some. Do you want some?
No, I'm okay.
Yeah, it's okay. That's all right. She was just trying to be clean, right? She was afraid someone's going to spill that and make
it's
a big old mess.
It's all about presentation.
I totally understand. I totally get it. But it's my coffee, you know, and I need my coffee there, especially after a Saturday night party like we had last night. That was a big throwdown. I mean, Scuba Pro gave up a nice regulator to give away, raised a lot of money for the Lloyd Bridges Foundation. They have it's something like No Kid Go Hungry in the U.S. or something. Really cool cause. And we'll get more information about that eventually. But while you're out here on the West Coast, I would imagine, are you going to be meeting some of the Scuba Pro dealers? Or are you just here for the
Correct.
Show and back
I'm
to Miami
actually,
or what?
Tomorrow I'm going to head out to a couple of dealers and see what we can learn.
Yeah. But no diving?
No diving. Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, just talking about it. Faith, what about you? Where are you going next? Do you have a plan other than you just were thinking about you want to go to a place like Fiji? I mean, but do you ever go out here on the West Coast and do a little diving?
It's a little too cold for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're all of like, what? You're not even 100 pounds, I bet, are you?
I weigh more than 100 pounds.
Well, okay, but then we'll just leave it at that, right, Renee? I won't push that question any further. She's already been asked, by the way, to be a Miss Scuba.
Well, how about
but,
that?
But she's aged out. So the age is like, you know, 25.
Too young for that. I'm too young for that.
Yes, that's what I meant. That's what I meant to say. Exactly. You know, Faith's going to kick me or slap me with her new Scuba Pro fins upside
look.
The head or
I'd
something.
Be careful.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, well, look, we got way more to cover here as we wander the aisles of the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. So I've walked down the aisle, and of course I'm running into a lot of old friends that I see at all the shows. And one of them I haven't seen since DEMA, which I usually see him at every show. We hang out at least for a beer or two at some point, is my good buddy Simon from Dominica. And sure enough, he shows up here on the left coast, all the way from the island of Dominica. How are you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. You're right. It's a long way from the Caribbean to Long Beach, California, but well worth coming and good to see friends like you again and get my feet back in the dive show business.
Yes. Well, you've been knee-deep in construction projects over there on the island, recovering from the hurricane last year and all that kind of stuff. The island, give us a first-hand update there, Simon.
Yeah, you know, so here we are 10 months later after the hurricane, and we took a bad blow. That Maria was not fun, and but we've come a long way. And if you visit Dominica now, you'll be amazed at the morale and the very positive. Everybody's out working hard, hustling, rebuilding stuff, and so you know the island's not normal. There's a new normal that we talk about,
right?
Really,
well, you've been diving because I've been seeing the reports on Facebook, and you're already back to getting the lionfish and everything, right?
Yeah, well, you know me, Greg. I can't stay away from diving, getting the photography done, and taking more pictures. And as you said, those lionfish have to be controlled. So,
because the reef is still great. The hurricane didn't really mess up the reef at all, did it?
In general, the reefs are fine. There were some shallow areas that took some blows, so we can't deny that. But once you go deeper than about 40 feet, in general, everything's good. You'll see some broken sponges here and there. You know, the best thing people can do, Greg, to really help us out is book a dive trip.
Exactly. And you know, I'm anxious to get back there myself. I rated Dominica my favorite dive island on the planet a few years ago, obviously before the hurricane, and I know maybe needs a little time to get back.
We're ready now. Come on down now. It's, things are looking good.
Let's go back to the nature island.
We'd love to see you again, and we know how much you guys loved it, so maybe we can hook up something for Dive Fest next year. It's going to be our 25th Dive Fest next year.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, and all that video he has, a lot of it he uses as blackmail against me, so we'll see how that holds out and try to get back to Dominica soon. We got more coming up from Long Beach next. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hey, man. Hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know. I was kind of bored. You want to do something cool?
Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before.
Well, there's only a few things that you gotta do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Tanks are right here.
Now, to be a scuba diver, it can be so much fun. Making memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness, equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know, gonna be a scuba diver, I'm gonna be an underwater survivor, I'm gonna be a scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. If you want to be a scuba diver and you're on the West Coast, you definitely would have been at the scuba show this weekend. What a blast it has been. Now, we're hanging out in the Hyatt Regency Hotel Bar. I may have had one cocktail. Just one. That's why I may talk slightly slower than usual. But I'm here with some very good friends right now after a very long weekend of, you know, kissing babies or shaking babies, kissing hands. Dan and Betty Orr. Dan, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Greg, how are you?
It's always a pleasure to see you. You guys been you did some of the IQ seminar speeches and that kind of thing. And what else?
I did an IQ seminar and I did two seminars for the Scuba Show.
Okay, excellent. And obviously catching up with friends and sharing the love of diving. And, of course, I have my good buddy Clay McArdle from Explorer Ventures. How you doing, buddy?
You know, it couldn't be better. Had a great weekend at the show talking about diving, thinking about warm water and wonderful places to be. So how can you beat that?
Yeah, you know, and I got to say, Clay's living the life because he flew his private plane here. He is like, you know, right up there with the upper echelon, the elite of the left coast, right?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
We'll go with that for now, yeah. But you're probably glad the show is over at this point. Your feet are you know, are they crying or something or what?
Yeah, you know, the dogs are barking a little bit.
There you go. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've had one drink. That's all it takes.
Really? Just one?
Yeah, just one. Just one. I start sounding like a total stupid guy.
As opposed to when you're...
Well, okay. See, I'm asking the wrong question. Let me go to Dan. So, no. But seriously, Explorer Ventures, you guys told a lot of people about the trips that were on sale and all that kind of stuff here at the Scuba Show this weekend, right?
Yeah, we have summer specials on all of our eight boats. We got a couple boats in the Caribbean, two in the Maldives, two in the Galapagos, two in Indonesia. We've been having a great time talking to people about those trips, and it's just been fun. The weather's been beautiful. The traffic at the show has been outstanding. So we've had a good time.
Yeah, I don't know what the numbers were at the show, at the Scuba Show in Long Beach this year, but I got to tell you, Dan, I think it was up from last year. We'll have to find out from Mark Young here in the next week or so. But I'll tell you what, that was a huge crowd out the line or out the door yesterday on Saturday. And here on Sunday, you know, it starts a little slower. People come into the show maybe a little bit later, go to church, have lunch, whatever. But boy, this afternoon it was cranking, you think?
Yeah, actually, we did really well. And one of the seminars I had, there was 90 people in that seminar. Actually, Betty had a good group of people in her seminar also, so it was very well attended.
Very nice. Now, you were doing a seminar on the aging diver, or Greg the Dive Master, and he can still dive at 55.
Yeah, it was actually. It's one of the seminars I do that talks about whether or not there should be an age limit or a retirement date for scuba diving, and of course there shouldn't. As long as you're in good health and you can still dive safely, it's not a problem.
Age is not a factor, however, mental capacity might be. And as he looks at me and says, yeah, okay.
Are you talking about the people around this table that you're talking
about? No, just me. I'm just talking about me. Clay's looking at me. He's like, yep, you got issues, Greg. Betty, were you doing a thing too?
Yes, I did. A talk called Diving In
pardon me, diving into a career, yeah. I've had one cocktail as well.
Okay, fair enough. So diving into career, so people who want to get into the dive industry kind of thing, or what?
Right. You know, so many people love diving. It's their avocation, and I'm giving them a little guidance to make it their vocation. And it was a nice full room. A lot of people are thinking about how they can turn their love for diving into a way to make it their living. And it worked out really well. Had a lot of good questions. Had people who were showing me their photos wanting how they could get on the cover of National Geographic. And it's kind of like the old thing about getting to Carnegie Hall. You know, you just keep practicing. But as long as you volunteer and you really care and you keep working at it, this is a great way to make a living.
Absolutely. Yeah, making your passion your profession.
Exactly.
I think if you want to do something bad enough, even if you suck at it, I'm turning inward right now. You can find a way to make it work. You know, did I mention we've been on the air for 21 years? You know, now so even I, yes, can make a go of it. But I got to say the Scuba Show has been absolutely spectacular. It's definitely on the upswing. It's really good to see that from an economic standpoint as well. I think we're seeing some good signs in that regard. Would you agree, Clay?
I agree, and I think we've been in the business for 31 years, gone to dive shows all over the world, and in many of the consumer shows that have been in the States. This is one of the most well-run, organized, and well-promoted, well-attended shows. It's just been a pleasure. It really is a great facility and a great, great time.
Yeah, and the party last night at the Aquarium of the Pacific. What a top-notch event, despite the fact that you know Mark's hiring talent like me to help host and stuff. It was actually a pretty well run event, and I saw the first episode of Sea Hunt there. Have you ever seen that, Clay?
Probably not recently.
Well, you would have seen it last night if you were there at the party. But that was a cool event. Were you? What do you think there, Dan?
It was really good, and they did present that award to Lucinda Bridges on behalf of her father, Lloyd Bridges, and they also had some videotaped commentary and greetings that came in from both Beau Bridges and the dude.
That's exactly. Right, Jeff.
Who abides?
Who abides?
The dude abides.
Yes, he did. He gave us the whole hang loose. I really felt like we were in California. Yeah. That moment in time. That was surreal for sure. But it was a good time and just a well-run event, which, kind of goes back to the Scuba Show as being one of the big signature events here at the show. So if you have not been to the Scuba Show, you need to come to this thing next year and plan accordingly. I don't know what the dates are yet, but if they're moving around.
Announced yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they've been announced, but it's usually around this time in June. Yeah. And it might move up a little bit. We'll find out and share that with the world accordingly. But as far as all the stuff you saw this weekend, any standouts in your mind there, Dan? I mean, or were you just catching up with old friends? Because it's kind of like
Clay's
a family read.
Was incredible. I loved Clay's booth.
Clay's booth? Is that what it was? He did have new graphics. Okay, yeah. What wasn't that? Who was the girl that was looking at all the boats?
That was Girl Joe.
That was JoJo. Or
yeah. Girl Joe, yep.
Girl Joe, right?
I'm like JoJo.
Yeah, no. Well, Joe is like she's like the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. That's what I've dubbed her. But he just calls her the Girl Joe because there's a guy Joe on the Explorer Adventure liveaboard boat too. But she's like looking over the water, and then she sees all seven ships right there in front of her. It's a pretty magical thing.
Thank you. I really like that booth.
I do.
I love that shot. As soon as I saw that, I was like, that's just wonderful.
Yeah. Well, Sue, one of the workers there at Explorer Ventures, she did look at me. She goes, do you think her shoulders are too big or something like that? Or like her head was too big or something in the I said, no, she looks great.
I think she looks great. I mean, I did tell her that it was her best profile shot because it was at the back of her head.
Oh, okay. And obviously.
Which is obviously not true, but
Well. Well, obviously, what is true is that JoJo wasn't around when you said that.
Girl Joe.
I keep calling her JoJo, like the dolphin or something. No, Girl Joe wasn't around, so she couldn't smack you upside the head, so you can get away with a comment like that. I understand. But she's fun. She would have laughed. She would have loved it. But I don't know. What about that, Clay? What did you see at the show this weekend that kind of stood out? Anything in particular, or were you just locked into your booth answering questions about liveaboard diving from all the folks that were asking questions?
I wasn't really locked into the booth too much. I did a lot of networking. It's a great way to visit with competitors in the industry and friends in the industry that we've been seeing for many, many years. But the great thing about, Southern California really is the dedication that people have to diving in the environment, which is, it's always a pleasure to see. And it's nice. I live in Wyoming, not exactly the hotbed of scuba diving travel. And it's nice to, it's nice to get immersed in the in the business that we love on an occasional basis and really connect with the people that give us their business. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, well, he has a plane. He can fly anywhere he wants, and if he decides to live in Wyoming and then fly it out to the Turks and Caicos and all that kind of good stuff, he can do that. Wyoming. I did say that right?
I think so.
Okay, so Explore Ventures was just, you're like the first green liveaboard dive company or something, right? There was a big press release that came out.
Well, we're not the first. There are many competitors throughout the industry that are making environmental efforts, and we're among the leaders of them, trying to reduce our environmental impact whenever we can. And
you're leading the charge, so to speak. We'll go with that.
We are certainly trying.
Yeah, I love it. All right, well, look, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm done with the show, but I'm going to head out on a boat.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hello, my name is Tami from Diver Magazine in Japan. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I'm in California now. We've left the scuba show in Long Beach. We've headed out onto a boat. I'm with Captain Butch and Vinny Two Tanks and Tutu Tom. Yes, all of them have joined me on the vessel. What's the name of this boat again, Butch?
The Final Exam.
The Final Exam, yes, back from his teaching days. This funded his vessel. We're on how big of a boat this is?
52 feet.
Okay. It's nice and big for four guys hanging out, cruising the inland waterways of Long Beach, California. And what a way to cap a visit out here to the left coast. It's picture perfect. A typical California day. The weather is just spectacular. You can see for miles, and we're just cruising up and down the waterways, looking at the houses, the cool boats, the people out on the paddle boards and things like that. And they're probably scuba diving around here someplace. But the water's a little too cold for me. Vinny, Two Tanks, and Butch have been showcasing or showing me some of the dive sites where they go grab some lobsters during season, which isn't open right now, right, Vinny?
Yeah, it's not open yet now.
But you showed me the sites. You said these are the primo spots where the bugs here on the left coast like to hang. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I pointed some really good spots where we got them in the past.
Yeah. And you caught how big a lobster out there, you figure?
Legal sizes or bigger.
When does lobster season open out here in California? You have any idea, Butch?
Yeah, it's beginning of October.
Okay, so we got a ways to go. It's closed right now. So we're not diving. We're just enjoying the topside, splendor of California. Now, Tutu Tom is with us. Now, it's been a while since we've had Tom on Scuba Radio, probably since that time we gave you that name. And you've avoided us ever since. Is that right?
No, I think I was on in January.
It was January? Yeah. Just this past January where we gave you the name, Tutu Tom?
No, it's been a couple of years since.
I was going to say, yes. Yeah, okay. But it's been, still, that's been too long. Yeah. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but he's not wearing a tutu. He spared us that visual image on our outing.
I wanted to wear one, but yeah, it wouldn't fit in here.
Yes, he had to pack light. We appreciate that. We do, Tom. But you're having a good time, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. The weather's perfect. The dolphins are jumping out here.
Yeah, and he was at the scuba show on Sunday, the second day, and you had not been out there to the dive show in a while, and it was pretty impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. It looks like there's a lot more people coming out, and everybody's having a good time.
It's growing. It's heading in the right direction, and that's what we like to see. That's good for everybody. We make the pie of diving bigger for everyone. The businesses can do better. They can offer more cool diving stuff for already certified divers. And, just make it that much more fun to share it with friends. So good economic signs is what I would say we've seen there at the scuba show. And that lends itself to some more good times for sure. Where are you heading out to next, Tom? You got any plans, diving plans in the future?
I'm thinking of the Caribbean.
We were talking about going to Curacao. You had talked to those guys at the dive show a little bit, right?
That would definitely work. You guys are there. I'm definitely there.
Okay, there you go. So Tutu Tom may join us on the next Scuba Radio adventure, but I'm sure he'll find some other stuff to dive. Do you ever dive out here on the left coast? Do you do this stuff, this lobster hunting with Vinny Two Tanks and Captain Butch?
I haven't gone with Captain Butch, but I plan to do that one of these days.
Yeah, now I have been talking to these guys about heading out to Bug Fest. At Lauderdale by the Sea, bugfestbythesea.com. You can check it out. That's happening at the end of July. What do you think, Vinny? You want to come out to Bugfest?
I really want to go. In fact, I'm going to look into it tomorrow.
You've never Florida spiny lobster dived. You've only done this California spiny lobster diving, right?
Yeah, that's right. I've never tried it.
Yeah. And what do you think? It's harder or easier for us in Florida compared to you California lobster divers?
Oh, I definitely think you have an advantage having tickles.
We have an advantage. And see, I have always felt that as a Florida spiny lobster hunter and slayer, Captain Butch, that the lobsters in Florida are faster. The water is warmer. They're more energetic. Where you get out here to California, the lobsters are like, yo, dude, catch me and eat me. And they kind of more laid back like that. No?
No way, man. The ones in California are laid back, cool Southern California lobsters.
Slow, so you can catch them by hand.
They got palm pilots, man. They know when it's October 1st and they got to go hide.
Okay, all right. So they're tough to find, but they move just as fast. When we went diving with you guys in Catalina a few months ago, last September, we saw a lot of lobster. We did, and I noticed that they were just as fast, it looked like, as the Florida lobster. But you can't use a looper like we can in Florida, and you can't use tickle sticks, which, why is that? Why can't you guys use those things and have fun with it? Don't you have a fantasy to, use a French tickler on a lobster out here in California and go to town?
I don't play with sticks. You use the antenna to clear out the intestines, not a stick.
Well, no, we don't. The tickle stick is not the antenna. We do that in Florida, too, where you have to clean out the caboose when you're cleaning your lobster tails. That's what you're talking about. No, the tickle stick is to tap them on the butt to get them to come out from under a ledge so you can snag them.
Oh. Now, the one you really saw was we were out at Santa Cruz Island and went out for about a midnight night dive and saw, must have been 50 lobster in a straight line just marching across the sand bottom. That was the neatest thing I ever
saw. So a lobster conga, a lobster walk out here.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. Just went along and picked the ones you wanted.
Yeah. You know, it's something on my list. I got to come out here and do some California lobstering. But, man, what a California adventure this has been. So much fun. Special thanks to Captain Butch, Finny Two Tanks, Tutu, Tom, for putting a cherry on the top of this Diving Sunday out here on the left coast. What a great time. We got more for you next week. Till then, remember, it is always better. Where, guys?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Each little clown here, no heart to jam here
under the sea.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here
under the sea.
Each little snail here, no heart to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here
under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.